Did you know it would cost you over $6,000 to fly first class to Athens for an authentic Greek meal? Save yourself the money and visit Nico's Grill and Pub in Huntley. Enjoy delectable entrees such as black Angus steaks, lamb chops, seafood, pasta, and much more. Add a third slab of ribs or any entree for only $4.99. And don't forget about Nico's Friday Fish Fry, located across from the Huntley Mall on Freeman Road. Call 847-669-6644 to make your reservations. That's 847-669-6644.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Yeah. I can tell by the look on your face and my face that we're lying. We're not doing good at all.
Oh, you know what the worst was for me is our we've been getting blackouts.
Oh, no.
At about 14 minutes, after about 14 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Power went out.
Oh no!
Screaming at the TV.
Well, sure you are.
And it was out. And this has been happening. I keep on calling Commonwealth Edison. Well, you're the only ones that are. Blah, blah, blah. We keep on getting these blackouts almost every day. It comes back on in 1 or 2 minutes. This one was 20 minutes.
Oh
ready
no!
Ready to go to the bar as soon as I had my coat on. Just ready to leave the house, the lights flashed back. And that happened 2 or 3 more other times for 2 minutes.
And Commonwealth Edison says it's just your house?
Yeah, it's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
A bunch of BS. They're just, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to go around the neighborhood, I think. Because we looked for that 20-minute one. There were no lights in the subdivision.
Huh. Now, is this something that's been happening
And if the Bears had won yesterday, I'd really have been upset that I didn't see everything.
What happened?
Well, I mean, the obvious is that Rex Grossman, when it came down to it, just looked like a tiddlywink league quarterback up there.
Yeah,
couldn't
even
take a snap from center.
Yeah, I missed that one twice. I don't care how.
Tripped over his own feet.
Yep, he sure did.
And he threw balloons out.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure he's the answer. I really do think if Greasy had been quarterbacking that game, they would have had a lot better chance of winning. I mean, it was amazing. After Hester returns that first kickoff, and by the way, I have never seen anybody in football at any time able to cut so hard on such a fast run.
Yeah.
Then he can't. Anybody else would have blown their hamstrings out a long time ago.
Well, sure, and the field was so soaking wet of water.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, how did he get that?
That guy's incredible.
Absolutely.
Oh.
He's a keeper.
Oh, he is really amazing. And then, the first place was the first play for scrimmage, or among the first plays, Thomas Jones goes for that long run.
53-yard run.
To the 5-yard line.
Things were looking sweet.
And I'm thinking, yeah.
And that's the only two possessions we had. Otherwise, we gave the Colts.
We didn't give the ball at all. The Colts had the ball 83 times or something.
Yeah,
like that.
We had a total of like 15-minute possession in an hour-long game. And the Colts had the ball the other time.
Yeah.
Come on.
That was horrible. But
yeah.
The thing I'm really upset the most about is the stupid cover two defense that Lovie Smith loves.
Uh-huh.
And it's a zone defense, flex but not break or whatever. All they do, every team that knows how to beat it floods the zone.
Sure.
And Peyton Manning's better at that than anybody.
He's one of the best at it ever.
I'm sorry, you got to take a chance and go man, blitz every once in a while, put pressure on the guy.
Well, you know their philosophy was we're not going to give up the big play.
Yeah. Well, they gave the ball to him for 45 minutes.
Right. Instead of giving up the big play, we gave up 80 small plays. That's what happened.
The defense was so tired by the fourth quarter.
Oh, you're not kidding. Not kidding at all.
And it didn't work in the first half. No adjustments.
Yeah.
No adjustments.
I couldn't
after
believe
halftime.
That they came out at halftime and played the
same
game.
Exact game.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Yeah.
Very frustrating. I mean, before yesterday, I was happy the Bears at least got to the Super Bowl. But now I am frustrated because I think the Bears could have won that game, even though they got the crap beat out of them.
I agree.
They still could have won the game.
For sure. Absolutely.
It's frustrating. I know a lot of people are going to be questioning the quarterback situation.
Until
next fall.
And I was behind Grossman up until yesterday.
Yeah.
I say, stick with Grossman, stick with Grossman. Now I'm thinking, well, should have won with Greasy.
Yeah, Greasy would have, yeah.
Something else.
Oh, well.
And I don't know how big of a play the Benson play was where he got hurt. I don't know if that would have made a difference in the game or not, but maybe on that short third down when they gave it to Jones and he came up short, I'm thinking Benson probably would have gotten that first down. But that was just one play.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wait till next year.
We still got baseball season to suffer through.
Oh, that's true. That's true. What am I going to talk about now? Let's see. The Illini, they're on a building year. This is not it's not their year either. So I don't know.
You talk about their basketball squad?
I'm an Illini alum, so I follow them once in a while. But they're not really. Yeah, they're doing so-so.
They were doing good for the last 3 years, and like you said, this year they're kind of back to mediocrity.
I think it's a building year for them.
I think so, too.
So there's the Bulls, but, well, anyway, let's move on.
Yes, please.
Okay, stupid regulation of the week. I don't think I talked about this last week. No, I didn't. From the land of fruits and nuts, you know, California.
Uh-huh.
Some idiot legislator. Well, I repeat myself. But has come up with the idea of banning your regular light bulbs by the year 2012. He wants only those squiggly things you can buy at Walmart.
The energy savers.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And banning all other light bulbs by 2012. Right. Not giving a consumer a choice in the matter of banning it.
Making it illegal.
I mean, hey, we've come full circle. I mean, I would think Russian emigres have to just be just frustrated as hell moving into this country and just seeing more and more of what they had experienced back home under the Soviet Union. It's really, really sad. But the funniest thing last week was the situation in Boston where they had the terrorist alert.
Oh, I must have missed out
on
that one.
You missed that?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you miss that, Mike? Oh, this was hilarious. The Turner Broadcasting had, they have this adult cartoon on the Thursday nights, is it? I'm not sure what night.
Okay.
And they've been promoting throughout the country. They've promoted in 9 different cities this cartoon thing. And what they did is they just put little electronic boards kind of that show the cartoon character.
Okay.
On sidewalks throughout various cities.
Is it like a real thin light bright
Boston,
is what it is?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they did it in Boston. And the police morons who have nothing better to do thought that they were bombs.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
And all day on all the cable news channels, it's, you know, terrorist alert, Boston's all worried, blah, blah, blah. What are these devices? They, you know, they have exploded some of them, you know. And it turned out to be these cartoon characters.
Advertising for Adult Swim.
Give me a break. And folks, does this not show how ridiculous we look now? We're so worried. We have a war declared upon a concept. Well, not even some declared war upon a concept, first of all. And it's much ado about nothing. I'm sorry. And this just so shows the absurdity of it. My God, Turner Broadcasting puts out some cartoon characters, electronic cartoon characters, and they're obviously bombs?
Obviously.
I mean, this happened in 9 different cities, no problem, no incident. It happens in Boston. And they're bombs. This is just absurd.
Hmm.
But Boston's not, they're not finding any humor in this situation. They expect Turner Broadcasting to pay for all the extra whatever it cost them for the police activity.
Sure.
Which Turner Broadcasting probably think, heck, for the advertising, it's probably worth it.
Yeah, definitely worth it for them. Definitely worth it.
All right, we're going to have a guest today, George Phillies, who's seeking the Libertarian Party presidential nomination. We'll be talking about Libertarian politics, presidential politics, at 847-931-1410. 847-931-1410. This is Freedom Rings, and we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and we do have a guest, George Phillies, running for president of the Libertarian Party. George, hang on just a little bit. We're going to do a little housekeeping. We'll take a few quick calls, and we'll get to you. So first we have Mark. Hi, Mark.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, 2 points I want to make. One thing about the, real quick about the game I want to say. You know, they had to, as bad as they played and the Bears, all the things, they could have won that game in the fourth quarter on that stupid interception Gross went through.
Right.
God, just run it down 5 yards or 10 yards. Don't go 30 yards right into two guys. I don't understand that. It just throw me nuts. But I was gonna. I also talked to the guy. When I was waiting on hold. You know, Bush now is. This is kind of the Bush-Cheney war. You know that they're making their money off the oil. I believe that with all my heart. And they're gonna send more troops into there. This thing is just gonna just escalate into more civil war and more other countries, and I just
We'll wait till we invade Iran.
Oh yeah, we haven't started with them yet. Syria either. I just think I hate to be a downstayer, but I just think we haven't even seen anything yet. We haven't even seen the beginning.
It's unfortunate, Mark. I normally talk longer, but we got to run.
Well, thank you guys for all you do. That's all right. I want to say.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Hey, Chris. Stupid regulation of the week. Yeah, that was another good one. Go ahead.
Hey, Ken. It's Chris. I had some one that might compete with what you just mentioned. Late last week, the governor of Texas issued an executive order. This didn't even go through the legislature.
How could he even do this?
He basically proclaimed that all junior high school age girls, basically girls between 12 and 14, are required to get this immunization against some sexually transmitted disease.
I thought it was cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're
cervical
right.
Cancer. It's not even a communicable disease.
Exactly. And not only that, the article I was reading a little bit earlier said that if Merck, the drug company that makes this vaccine, actually they doubled their lobbying efforts in Texas.
Gee.
If they're successful in getting this implemented nationwide, they stand to make billions of dollars.
Of course.
And they're lobbying to get this pushed through.
So. Well, I'm sure if we really checked on it, this stupid law in Illinois that was passed that required everybody to have carbon monoxide detectors, I bet you if you look back, there'll be some kind of lobbying effort by the manufacturers of that too.
Oh, it's not too hard. Just like the law that passed last year in the legislature that requires all first graders, fifth graders, and eighth graders to get dental exams. It was sponsored by a state representative who's a dentist.
Welcome to Fascist America.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Ken.
All right. And Jeff, real quick. Hey, Jeff. Jeff?
I don't know.
Is Jeff gone? Okay. All right. All right. Let's go right to George then. George, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. George Phillies. Longtime libertarian. You decided that you're going to throw your hat in the ring and run for... the presidential nomination for the Libertarian Party. Why would you want to do that?
I worked on two of the 2004 campaigns. I helped on a 2000 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think I see what the Libertarian Party needs at this point in time to be more effective in the future. It needs a well-organized campaign. It needs a campaign that starts well in advance. It needs a campaign that campaigns on serious issues that people care about with someone reasonably credible as the Libertarian Party can get, leading the effort. So I declared.
I question, George, if we as libertarians should even be running a presidential candidate. I mean, I see the point of it. You know, getting a 0.5% of the vote and great, and we think we're doing great if we get 1% of the vote. Gee, I don't know. Are we wasting resources that could be spent better for other means to our ends?
The American people will not take seriously a political party that does not show up with a presidential candidate. Look at what is happening with the Green Party when they decided not to run seriously in 2004 against Kerry. Now, the answer on what we do is, what do you use the presidential campaign to do? My effort is going to be to use the presidential campaign to develop a stronger party. So the presidential candidate will show up and will campaign with local candidates because the presidential candidate brings in press. The presidential candidate will raise money because we have large numbers of donors who will not give to anything except a presidential campaign. And that is money you either have a campaign or you don't get the money.
Okay.
However, you also want to spend the money effectively. You don't spend it on high-paid consultants. You don't spend it on huge, highly paid staffs. Mike Badnarik was very good on that. He didn't have a huge, in 2004, large overpaid staff.
What about ads, TV, radio ads?
TV and radio, particularly cable, is very effective. Broadcast media is rather expensive relative to other choices. Electronic media, which you couldn't do until the last election or two, that is, blog ads, emailing, political campaigns have all sorts of exemptions from the usual spam emailing laws. They're a little complicated to explain. Electronic outreach, viral media, meaning YouTube and its competitors, all that can be done at a relatively low cost and still be very effective.
Okay. All right. Now, I will say this, that friends of mine and colleagues, acquaintances who normally don't get too interested in politics, they're already asking me, who's running for president of the Libertarian Party? So maybe we have something there this year. Maybe maybe people are fed up enough. I don't know. Could this be a turning point, especially with the war in the Middle East?
We have an excellent opportunity this time, even better than 2 years ago. The Republicans are going to run a pro-war presidential candidate, a McCain or a Giuliani. The Democrats will run Hillary Clinton, who voted for the war. We will be the credible anti-war party against it from the beginning, and you can find writings of mine opposing the war from way back.
Oh, so you're a real libertarian. I just could never believe, I couldn't understand how any libertarian could have been a pro-Iraq war. I don't get it.
I suppose if you actually believed the Iraqis were about to launch a nuclear attack on us, you could make a case, but no one in their right mind could believe that. The other answer is we can now make a case to many Barry Goldwater conservatives. Your Republican Party hates social freedom. They want to get into your bedroom. They're not fiscal conservatives. They're worse spenders than the Democrats are.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can make the case that we are the only party for Barry Goldwater people, of whom there are vast numbers. By the way, those are real conservatives, not anti-abortion conservatives, people who want to impose their religious ideas on the rest of us. I respect their religious ideas, and they can choose to practice them as they see fit themselves.
Of course, our favorite congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, is very seriously considering running for president as a Republican.
By report, he is going to declare on February 19th.
Right.
I can't prove it. The answer on that is he's running as a Republican for their nomination. I'm running for the Libertarian nomination. We're not competing.
What if by some, I mean, it would really be a stretch of the imagination or really be a huge sea change in American politics, somehow Ron Paul actually got the nomination? Would you back down? Let's say you got the nomination as a Libertarian.
Well, we would certainly know that because our nominating convention is in late May and theirs isn't until the end of the summer.
Okay, but there'll be a lot of primaries that we might know by then.
We very well might. I will not back down. I am running to build our Libertarian Party, and that's something that Ron Paul cannot do. He can be elected himself. He's a wonderful person, and he will still be one Libertarian voice in an anti-Libertarian party. A vote for him, unfortunately, will be a vote that will sustain all of the neocons, all of the radical religious right folks, all of the anti-abortion, anti-gay rights, drug warrior types, because he's a Republican. And he's a wonderful person. I'm not sure how he can stand running for their nomination, but that's his privilege. But I certainly will not withdraw.
Well, I think the question we as libertarians have to ask ourselves, George, is what is our ultimate goal? Is our ultimate goal liberty, or is our ultimate goal to form a successful libertarian, electing libertarian party and electing libertarians? And mine is the former. I want liberty, and if it's a means to an end to elect a Ron Paul, I don't see the problem with it. I don't buy the guilt by association thing, just because there's neocons in his party that he's therefore going to hurt the libertarian cause by being elected.
Short-term gain for a very large long-term price. Ignoring the minor details, he's not really a first-line libertarian contender for the Republican nomination.
Oh, that's obviously true.
Yes. Let's ignore the detail that he's almost certainly not getting the nomination.
Right.
Even if he got their nomination and the party didn't blow up, which is not at all obvious, and he managed to get elected, yes, short-term, you put one libertarian. Long-term, you've reduced the likelihood that large numbers of pro-liberty people of whatever party will get elected, because you have, to some extent, revived the fortunes of the anti-liberty Republican Party. As things stand, As things stand, the Republicans are the party of the war, they're the party of neocons, they're the party of anti-gay bigotry, they're the party that wants to get all sorts of religious ideas in your bedroom, not to mention the war on online poker players. They've got some real problems which could really hurt.
Oh, absolutely, but I disagree with the message that would be sent. If I mean, again, I know we're talking with almost a ridiculous hypothetical, but if Ron Paul actually won the nomination, it seems to me it would send a message to the Republican Party that their movement towards either the religious right, social conservatism, or the neocon empire building is the wrong way. And that, hey, maybe Ron Paul's got something there. And maybe the people are behind him. And maybe it's time for a real fundamental change going back to really true limited government. So I would think he would send a message to the nation, to the world. In fact, that America is ready to move towards a libertarian direction.
It is a ridiculous hypothetical, but we know how the Republican Party responds to having a non-typical Republican running. They did it in 1964 when Barry Goldwater was running. And in 1964, the Eastern Establishment Republicans undercut him, and the Main Street Republicans sort of turned their backs, and he did very poorly as a result.
He started the germ of a movement, the modern, actually. You could say he started the libertarian movement.
That's true. That's why we need a libertarian now. Libertarian Party candidate running. But as you said, this is a really unreasonable hypothetical.
Yes, it is.
Mitt Romney raised, that's our governor, raised $6 million in about 2 hours as a fundraiser, basically because he needed some pocket change. Mm. And Ron Paul is going to find it very difficult to compete financially. He may be able to compete in some of the early primaries because all of the Republican contenders are very seriously flawed as Republican nominees.
Okay, we're talking to George Villiers. He's a candidate for the nomination of president for the Libertarian Party. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Give us a call. Have any questions or comments, observations for George, please call us, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John, and we're talking with George Phillies, a candidate for the Libertarian nomination for president. And, George, so what you said, we should just choose a few issues, a few main issues, and emphasize those in order to attract, I guess, new libertarians to the movement. What would those issues be in your mind?
I am going to run on the issues that the American people care about, the war on Iraq, protecting our borders, civil liberties, illegal FBI and NSA wiretaps, education, energy and the environment, the national debt. The country's going broke if it isn't already. I'm going to run on the issues that people want to hear about where we have sensible libertarian solutions.
What's a sensible libertarian solution to the border problem?
The sensible libertarian solution is we live in a wonderful country that's happy to welcome people from all around the globe. That's why we're culturally rich and other countries are culturally impoverished. However, it's up to the American people to decide how many people, new immigrants, we can accommodate in a year and still build the schools, build the roads, do all of the other things we're doing, and be able to digest all these people so they become good, creative, productive Americans. And that's going to be a political question, and once it is decided, we should be happy, as the Libertarian Party indicates, to welcome people that we actually want. And having said that, I would say this means at the moment we have borders, they aren't open, they aren't closed, they aren't secure, they aren't anything. The one thing we can be sure of, which is why the party platform got changed last year, is that you cannot have open borders, as some libertarians want, and a social welfare system at the same time. You'll go broke, as some places, localities are already approaching doing. So my solution is you actually have laws, you enforce them.
How would you enforce them? Would you build a fence along the border? Of Mexico?
There are a range of processes for enforcing how people cross. This electronic fence appears to be another boondoggle for defense contractors. Mechanical barriers are an option. Actually, eliminating employer fraud works very well. At the moment, employers are required to collect Social Security taxes and send them on to Washington, and there's this huge amount of money that's paid up because the people who paid that tax, which is supposed to buy them something, aren't getting credit for it. And insisting that if you are an employer, you actually make payment to someone who's entitled to get it if you want to take the payment as a business expense, that actually solves things in a fair way. We don't criminalize things. We simply say, if you want to do things and take your tax credit for it, you have to do it so the people who earned that money get credited for it. There are people who say, oh, we'll have illegal aliens, and they'll work here, and they'll pay for the SSI, and they just won't get anything for it. And that's practically fraud. And as a libertarian, I don't support fraud.
Well, as a libertarian, I don't support I don't support taxation, as a matter of fact. And if someone in the really true free market wants to hire somebody and not pay Social Security taxes on them, I have no problem with that.
Well, if we can, I don't think we are going to be able to get the votes in the next 8 years to get rid of the Social Security system.
So do we play into the system? Are we going to win by playing into the system, George? Or should we be holding our principles out to say this is the only real way to out of the morass of the Social Security?
President takes an oath of office to preserve and protect the Constitution and the laws of the land.
Yeah.
And as a result, if you don't like the laws, you have to change them.
You really think the Social Security Act is constitutional?
Where
in the Constitution does that authorize Congress to do such a thing?
To operate
the biggest chain letter in the history of mankind.
Chain letters, of course, don't seem to be an enforced law anymore, to judge from the number I get in the mail on a regular basis.
Oh, it's still illegal.
Yes.
And it's legal for a good reason, because it's tantamount to fraud. And the Social Security system is a huge fraudulent act foisted on the American people, George.
Pay-as-you-go is not fraud. It's incredibly stupid. But
they were told it was insurance.
If it were a crime, everyone in the country would be in some danger of being locked up.
So the Social Security system was sold by Congress as an insurance program.
And the war of Iraq was solved to stop the Iraqi atomic attack.
That's what makes both things fraud.
And if we wish to change it, and now we've come over to Iraq, you actually have to change it. That's why my Iraq position is we will order the folks to pack up everything, prepare to come home, and come home. But you actually have to change things. I realize you can't. Not liking it doesn't make it go away.
Neither does catering to the status quo, it seems to me. Here's my ultimate point I'm trying to make, George. And gradualist libertarians have never been successful in answering this question to me. Maybe you can. It seems to me, obviously, over a century or two, the socialists and the fascists have taken over this country, and they did it in a gradual, incremental fashion. I understand that. But I have never seen in the history of mankind reverting from totalitarianism or government control or collectivism to liberty in a gradual fashion. I've only seen it done maybe three times in history. That'd be Magna Carta, that'd be the American Revolution, and I would say the Velvet Revolution of Eastern Europe. All those were really revolutions. Even Velvet was, I understand, a peaceful one. I don't think you win back incrementally. I don't see where it has ever worked.
The American Revolution was a revolution from the right to maintain the rights that Americans already had. And in fact, in large parts of it, it was very gradual. So we said all men are created equal. And it took us a century to get rid of slavery, and it took us another century to get rid of the notion that because some states could say, we have states' rights, we won't let African Americans vote. So, in fact, even in this country, if you look at the march from where we were to where we are today, it has been very gradual.
I would argue to you that actually what we've done, instead of making the slaves free after the so-called Civil War, is what we made everybody equal slaves, is what the Civil War did. It wasn't a movement towards freedom. It was
no.
a movement in the opposite direction.
But it made us all equal
slaves.
The Civil War ended the notion that you can own people, and if you are a slave master, you have this stock of 12-year-old girls you can carry on with whenever you want or like. That's what the Southern slaveholders were spending.
Who owns Americans when they...
We ended that.
Who owns Americans when we have to give up upwards to 40 or more percent of our income every year to government?
The people who voted for those congressmen, unfortunately, and that is why I am trying to run.
No, you're missing that. You're avoiding the question.
No, I'm.
Are we free or are we slaves when we do that? When we're forced into that situation? To me, it's just a more sophisticated form of slavery, George.
Well, I'm. don't believe you can convince most people that you can be sold as property, and so I don't believe there's slavery involved, unfortunately. It is taxation, and I would like to get rid of that. I would like to start in particular with eliminating the grandchild tax, the tax that the bills we leave to the unborn by saying, we'll spend the money, it's the national debt. And we owe people that money, and we can pay it off over a reasonable period of time.
All right,
it's gradualism. It's like buying a house with a mortgage. If you were told you had to lay down the cash in front to buy a house because we couldn't do gradualism and finance, there'd be very few homeowners in this country. But because you can do things in a gradual, effective manner, you can get from where you are to where you want to be.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got Tim on the line. How you doing, Tim?
Good morning, Ken. I can't believe that this is for real. This has got to be a prank being played on you.
I'm afraid not.
This guy is totally philosophically disingenuous. This is nuts. Listen, George, you know, I've read your columns, I've read your stuff on the Yahoo chat groups and the libertarian things. The question I have is, if, let's just say hypothetically, you do get elected somehow, would you use force to enforce the current laws on the books that are unconstitutional? Or would you have a series of executive orders to bypass the enforcement of the laws, such as the taxation laws or border issues?
The notion you can issue executive orders to refuse to obey laws, well, that's the George Bush idea. There's a name for someone who does that. The name is tyrant. The other name is dictator. If you claim a law is unconstitutional, here in America, we have a well-defined process for settling that. Namely, you go to the courts, you end up in the Supreme Court, and they resolve what the law of the land.
Okay, see, that's fine. We all understand what the process is, and that's the problem. Ken, I think you hit the nail on the head. This gradualism mentality doesn't work when it comes to trying to maintain and get liberty. It's ridiculous, because if he wants to go ahead and use the gradualism of the system, first of all, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting in there. Secondly, even if he does, using a presidential campaign and asking people to contribute money to help a campaign, which in all practical purposes you've already admitted is a marketing and an information publicity campaign about liberty and the Libertarian Party, you're doing it bass-ackwards. Why spend money running for a candidacy that there's no way that you're going to be able to win, when the money could be much better spent on a informational, educational type of campaign to change the philosophy of the public? You mentioned the Founding Fathers, and I'll end with this, is that the Founding Fathers, they had a, at least since the 1750s, they had education going on. People were understanding the rights of man. The Enlightenment was occurring. Great strides in reason and understanding were coming forward, and the whole concept, the old concept of divine rights and theologically based political issues were coming to an end. And by the time of the 1770s, most of these men who had been raised on this were in positions where they could make some influence. To run a campaign, this is the argument Ken and I have been saying for some time. It's not right. Second, the last thing, I lied. I'll tell you one last thing. The question I have for you also is, you can comment on everything and this, but what is your position on the war between the states?
I'm going to take your comments before I get to your question. And your comments on the Enlightenment refer to what happened in France, where they didn't have a tradition of freedom and election and local governance. And what happened when they did have a violent revolution? They had the terror and vast numbers of people killed. And after a few years, they had a dictator, the tyrant Emperor Napoleon, who got millions of Frenchmen quite literally killed because the result of a violent revolution of that sort to bring radical change was that there were radical changes, but they weren't in favor of liberty or freedom. The French then spent another two centuries gradually moving to the free France we have today. My position on the Civil War is that slavery is an abomination. The southern slaveholders who rose in rebellion were defending slavery, the custom that people were property, and little girls and boys were legal sex objects that they could grab whatever they want. And I make no apology to anyone who defends the southern cause of defending slavery. It was an abomination which most of the world had already recognized as such. If you are looking for truly evil people, you look for people who are defending slavery, which read their secession statements as opposed to the fairy tales spent by historical apologists later on, they were trying to defend keeping their slaves. They were horrible and evil people who, in the end, lost freeing all of those people so they were no longer personal property of other people.
So you're against the concept of states' rights, I heard you mention before. So how do you feel, and I'll end on this, and
That's the issue. Wait, let's set it right on that. You think Abraham Lincoln had the right, George, to attack the South because they wanted to secede? Forget slavery. I'm just talking about.
He didn't attack. Let's cut back to the history. Abraham Lincoln attack the South. The first shots were fired at Fort Sumter by good Southerners.
Blockades are an act of war, George. Blockades are an act of war.
Yes, blockading the Union, the federal fort in Charleston Harbor was an act of war, and shooting at it was a real act of war, not to mention if he hadn't done it, it might have been possible to secede.
And some people are more equal than others. That's what you just said, George. One something's an act of war, but the other one's like a double secret probation act of war.
There was no blockade of the South at that time.
There was.
Fort Parked, and no, there wasn't. That's another fairy tale spread by the Southern apologists.
Ken, listen.
We didn't recognize that they'd seceded until they started shooting at us. I make no apology to anyone who wants to defend slaveholders.
That's the point.
That's fine, George, that's fine. Here's the question then.
You're defending slaveholders right now, George. The slaveholders in Washington.
You're defending their system.
And it's even saying that even though it's unconstitutional, I can't change it until we change the Constitution.
We know how to change it. It's called legislation. It's called building a party. That's why I am saying we have to use the presidential campaign and the money that only a presidential campaign gets and the volunteers that only a presidential campaign gets to build a libertarian party that will be effective beyond 2008 by taking those resources and using them to strengthen the party. We didn't do that much in 2004. We didn't do it at all in a series of prior elections. That's what we should be doing.
George, where in the Constitution does it say that a law passed by Congress is the supreme law of the land?
That's in Article 5, I believe, if you want. I'm not going to do a Google search while we're on the air.
I said the laws that Congress passed are the supreme law of the land. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that.
The supreme law of the land are the Constitution, which includes its amendments, the treaties, and the acts of Congress, and that isn't.
That follow the Constitution. They've already passed unconstitutional laws. You're saying all we need to do is pass a law that undoes that? That doesn't work.
Tim.
You want to get rid of a law we have now, either you litigate against it, which people have tried unsuccessfully, or you repeal it. And those are the only possible things you can do. Now you say, I can be president. I can ignore laws. That's what George Bush is doing just now. Amendment.
It's not a real law. What if it's unconstitutional?
That's why if I'm elected president, I'm going to ask Congress for special prosecutor to take. Ken, listen, Tim,
it's your,
Washington,
please.
Tim, throw them in prison.
Your turn, Tim.
They belong.
All right.
Your
Ken,
turn, Tim.
Here's the question, then, since, you know, he's already made his position clear. All right, on states' rights. We have states now who are saying they will not pass the new to be implemented in May of 2008, the Real ID Act,
right,
which many people feel to be unconstitutional and also an invasion of privacy that is supposed to be guaranteed by the Constitution.
Right.
So, George, what's your position on the Real ID Act and states refusing to pass that?
I believe that Congress has no ability to force states to pass such a law. It's a change in driver's licenses, and they've already agreed to that. What you do, you lobby your state legislature not to pass the law. That's already happened in Maine. And once it happens in one or two states, it's basically dead. You litigate against it. And you lobby Congress to repeal it.
Okay, we got a break. Tim, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Okay, we are back. Hey, George, if people want to get in touch with your campaign, how can they do that?
Phillies2008, that's one word, .com. That's Phillies like the baseball team. Phillies2008.com. We're on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Thank you very much for being on the show today, George.
Thanks for having me. It was great to talk.
All righty. All right, this from George Washington, if we have the time here. If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation, for through this, in our one instance, may be the instrument of good. It is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.